This is Rights.Tech. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Greg Fioravanti. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Henrik.
Greg, who are you and what do you do?
I am the Vice President of Business Affairs at Discovery. I'm the head of our Rights Management Group and Business Affairs and Digital Media. For Discovery, we are primarily responsible for clearing the rights and ensuring the capture and accessibility of rights information for Discovery's assets. So that'll include hundreds of cable channels, broadcast networks, digital distribution platforms around the world.
Great. Greg, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with rights management?
The biggest successes we've had with rights management is that our automation has improved over the years. As our digital assets continue to grow, we have hundreds of thousands of assets worldwide, there's been a huge challenge to automate the clearance function for the content that we're exploiting. Our automation enables us to link together a multitude of contracts that are related to content and to provide rights calculations for that content in a very quick period of time. And why that's important is because there'll be a number of contracts related to any particular piece of content we have, from talent agreements, music agreements, footage agreements, production agreements, and they're all rolled into a piece of video content. And historically, our rights analysts would have to go through contract by contract, figure out the rights to a particular show, and then find sort of a lowest common denominator of rights and report that back to the business. As our investment and content has continued to grow, there was no way to be able to continue to do that on a manual basis. And so now, in a much more automated fashion, we're able to comb through hundreds of thousands of records, find the related contracts, and have the system sort of, in an automated fashion, recognize what the rights are to a particular show. Definitely say that the automation over the past decade has really proved our ability to service the company. With respect to challenges in the media landscape, I think that the biggest challenge is that our media business continues to evolve and evolve rapidly. There are constantly new disruptors in the media landscape. And as those new platforms, as those new technologies emerge, we need to adapt our traditional understanding of rights to those new platforms. It's a constant challenge. It requires us to have a bit of a crystal ball and know into the future sort of what's going to be an important technology and what's not going to be an important technology, and incorporate the important technologies into our media definitions and rights while ignoring the ones that are less important simply for the fact of making it somewhat digestible to our end users if we were to pay attention to every platform and every conceivable distribution device. We would cause too much confusion. Really understanding the meaningful pieces of technology and how they relate to our rights is a very challenging part of this sector.
What is changing with rights management or needs to change?
Well, one of the things that has been introduced quite a bit over the past few years is the idea of standardization. And standardization has some nice benefits to this particular function, to the rights management function. It would be nice because there would be a common vocabulary. And I think it would also be really important from a system improvements standpoint to have one standard vocabulary, one standard way to clear media rights would allow our system partners to develop technology that could serve an entire industry instead of what we do today, which is everyone sort of has their own sort of unique way of looking at media rights, and systems have to be highly configurable for each particular business. However, as I suggested with the challenges in the TV landscape, it's not really realistic right now. There's so much disruption and there's so many different ways that the media landscape is going. And so many companies are prioritizing rights in different ways that there really is no consensus on what those standard rights are. and it's very individualized soon still. I think the idea that we could change to some sort of standardization and have some sort of common vocabulary is a nice thing to think about for the future. But unfortunately for the television business, we're still sort of stuck in this pattern of reacting to the tremendous evolution of our technologies and distribution platforms.
What advice would you like to share with people interested in rights management?
Rights management is a great career. It's sort of at the heart of the evolution of media. It's necessary to keep the company running. And really, why it's so important is that because the more important a rights management group is, the more responsive the company can be to all the changes to different distribution platforms that evolve. There are various networks and divisions of the company that are calling us every day, and they're asking us questions related to, can I use a piece of content? But we're also involved in business development. We're involved from the perspective of, they launch some new service, say Discovery Channel launch a new science channel in a new region in Europe. They'll give us a call and they'll ask us, how much inventory do we have and can it support a new channel? And as we get into this new age of digital distribution where we don't have to necessarily have all sorts of affiliate agreements lined up in order to get into some of these smaller distribution efforts, our responsiveness and our ability to sort of manage and understand our content and be able to coordinate effectively that content to our different businesses allows us to distribute that content much more quickly. I've always sort of looked at our group as not being the bottleneck to, and that's not an easy thing to do, again, with hundreds of thousands of hours of content and complicated rights pictures for that content. It's very easy to be in a position where you're just overwhelmed with requests and loads of data that you have to sift through in order to give direction. And our efforts to sort of automate that as much as possible really allow us to be effective partners for our different businesses.
Where can we find more information about rights management?
Well, there are tons of different articles written on the business every day. Some of the things that I look at fairly regularly is medialaw.org. Media Law Research Center sends out a daily list of relevant cases in all aspects of media law. I think that that's a really important resource for me. Trades are really good. One of the I can think off the top of my head is Variety. And within Variety, there's a business section that's tremendously useful. Henry Stewart has the Journal of Digital Media Management, also a really good resource to understand the business. But more than that, just keeping up with all of the trends in the media industry, all the different distribution technologies that are being created and deployed in different ways to put content into the hands of consumers, the more that you can stay on top of all of that stuff, the more valuable you'll be in a rights management position for the company. The more perspective you have on where the industry is going, how the industry is evolving, and what your company's place is in that evolution makes you tremendously valuable in guiding your clients on how they can exploit content around the world.
Great. Well, thanks, Greg.
You're welcome. Thanks, Heinrich.
For more on this, visit rights.tech. Thanks again.